And welcome to Girl Code.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the stove. How are we on this beautiful Monday?
It's actually not that beautiful today.
No, it's not.
A little bit gloomy outside, but that's okay. Vibes are high.
Are they?
I personally think the vibes are high, sort of, actually.
Yeah, no, vibes are like probably sitting at like a 6 or 7 for me, right?
Yeah. Now, which is
not bad, not great.
Weekend recap. We had our friend Lexi's birthday on the weekend. We went on a boat. It was very fun. I feel like boat days are just always fun. You're just always guaranteed to have a good time.
Yes, and you're also guaranteed, if participating in activities, to die.
To get wild, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Drinking that starts.
We started at like what? You guys actually went to a bar beforehand, like 1 p.m.
Like, yeah, I started drinking at 1 and in my head I was like, I've got this under control, because it's daytime. You feel full into thinking you're not that drunk.
Yeah.
And then you leave the venue.
And you're like, whoa.
What the hell have I been doing?
Like, I can't see.
It's like 5 p.m.
Yes. So I think everyone had a really good time, though. It was fun to see everyone and just hang out. It was good.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Shaking my ass on a yacht.
Quite literally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So a good, hopefully, Euro foreshadowing.
Yes.
For you.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Well, I mean, snaps as well, where snaps are due. You set the goal to not drink at one of your best friend's parties.
Oh, yeah.
And you didn't.
I did not drink, guys. I had a sober weekend. It was crazy.
And I feel
for
like,
me.
I feel like that deserves snaps. Like me being an active participator in the drinking activity.
I was all on board for it. I was like hyping everyone up. I was like, skull that shot.
And you didn't crack. And there were so many times where you could have cracked through the peer pressure. But you didn't.
I held my ground and I woke up on Sunday feeling fresh.
It was great. You went to spin.
On Sunday? Yeah. No, I actually didn't.
Oh, when did you go to spin?
I went on Saturday to spin.
Oh, maybe I watched your story late.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I was going to go. I was actually still tired on Sunday.
From what? Bitch?
People came back to my apartment for like kick-ons when I was asleep. And I was like, okay. But I was sober the whole time and I woke up and I was feeling fresh. I like cleaned my apartment. It was very wholesome.
There was this one moment. I think it was when we were buying drinks. I don't know, with John and Tom. Yeah. I've never said their names together out loud.
Wow.
That was weird. John and Tom. And I remember I was like, yeah, you know, I'm just like really, really proud of Maddie for, you know, sticking to the not drinking. And John's like, yeah, she just really wants to go to spin. And I was like,
that's actually why. I literally was like, because I've been in such a groove recently and I was like so excited to go to spin, but I still woke up tired. So I didn't go to spin, but I didn't drink.
Yeah.
And that's the main thing.
Imagine how much more tired you would have been.
Exactly. And I actually really enjoyed being sober because you kind of take everything in a little bit more.
It also makes you, because I've been in that situation before as well, when all your friends are fucked and you're sober and you're like.
It's funny.
My friends are fucking weird.
It's so true. Like you just look around a little bit more and you're like taking in everyone's behavior. It's so funny.
But do you know what else I feel like it does? Once you've sort of achieved a sober night with like your closest friends as well, when you drink and have maybe anxiety, you realize, because from that night when you were sober, that every single other person there is doing weird things too.
Oh my God, everyone's doing weird things.
So you're like, oh, okay, if I do something weird, I'm like, no.
Everyone's weird. Everyone's weird. It's just, it's honestly funny. So hopefully that calms everyone's anxiety if you're experiencing it today.
Well, today will be like terrible Tuesday.
Tuesday, yeah,
to those
exactly.
Who celebrate.
Exactly. So if you had a big weekend, it's fine. You were fine. You didn't say anything bad.
I mean,
you probably did, but it's funny. It's for the plot.
And everyone, this is another reassuring thought. I woke up thinking, ooh, potentially put my foot in a few situations. Well, I didn't say anything. I just kept to myself, didn't send out the old sorry if I said anything last night. Message.
Did you see one of our friends sent?
That's what I was going to say. And then this morning, Monday, I woke up to two messages from our friends being like, oh my God, Monday's scary. It's like, ha ha ha. And I was like.
Like apologizing. One of our friends sent a screenshot she sent to someone who came on the boat and was like, hey, like, sorry if I did anything weird.
Didn't even know you were there.
Yeah. Like, oh my God, it's funny.
So everyone is more worried about themselves than they're worried about you. Like, no one's come to me and been like, hey, Kaylin, you said some weird shit, but they've come to me and apologized for their weird shit.
Everyone's too focused on themselves, yeah.
So just take it.
So namaste. Namaste vibes only.
Yeah, and again, happy Terrible Tuesday to all who celebrate. Yeah, it's a beautiful holiday.
Mm. Weekly holiday.
Did you know Kylie Jenner punches darts?
Can I see this photo?
Okay, I think I saw.
Bring it up. I need to see it. Apparently there's a photo going around of her punching, I don't want to say punching darts. Okay. So Australian, smoking ciggies.
Again, to translate.
With Timothy.
Timothy Chalamet.
Her alleged new boyfriend. I've actually been seeing quite a few people smoking cigarettes recently.
Olivia O'Neill. I like her. I think it's slay, like, pop off. Mm-hmm. She posted a full photo of her smoking cigarettes, and it made me think. Because normally influencers, get I feel like, roasted. Hide.
Yeah, for sure.
Hide their cigarette usage. Yeah. Obviously, because cigarettes are, you know, bad or whatever. Sorry, that sounded so ingenuine. I'm trying to find this photo.
Well, I think it's just because, like, they know that if they post it, people will come at them. I think it's, like, true-sided because I think some people would be like, it's because people would see that and be like, oh, my God, she's cool. Like, I want to smoke ciggies.
True. It's not but also, cool, but if you're going to lie about it.
I don't think lie about it.
Yeah.
I just probably wouldn't, like, actively show it.
Show it.
But right. I just think everyone live your truth. Yeah. Do what makes you happy. And if you see someone doing something and you don't want to do it, don't follow it.
Yeah, no.
You know, like.
But I just feel like, why are everyone's getting the darts back out at the moment?
I know. I think it's having, like, a little research.
Sorry, I'm trying to find
it's
this.
It's like the 90s are back.
Kylie Jenner. Marlboro.
Kylie Jenner with the ciggies.
Look, she's holding a of like Marlboros.
Okay, I didn't really expect. I kind of expected that from Kendall. Mm. I don't know why.
She does give like Siggy vibes.
Yeah, Kylie didn't expect that, but okay.
Well, I don't know. Didn't expect it either. But I mean, I think a lot of people smoke and they just don't post it.
Yeah,
I think that's the vibe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Everyone went to that participates vaping or like started smoking. Mm. Via vaping would never have smoked cigarettes. So then, like, it got out of control. Everyone's vaping, and then they're moving from vapes
back to
stop
cigarettes.
Smoking.
Yeah,
vapes back to cigarettes because you can smoke less cigarettes. But you're meant to start vaping to stop smoking cigarettes.
It's a full circle.
Nicotine. Okay, moving on.
Moving on. Ins and outs of the week.
So all of these ins and outs are Madison's because I couldn't. Weird calling you Madison. We just got off a meeting call as well. So I feel like that's what I...
Yeah, they call me Madison. So now it's like, Madison.
Whenever I talk anything business to with us, I always refer to you as Madison.
It sounds just more official than Maddie. Maddie sounds like...
Yeah.
Like fun. Like she's carefree. Like this is business.
Madison. She put together the ins and outs list. I struggled to put together a brain cell, but I agree with all of hers.
Yes.
So I'm going to be here for support.
Ins. Number one, infrared saunas.
In.
Did one yesterday. Incredible. Couldn't last the whole 45 minutes.
Really? Is it your first one in a while?
Yes.
Yeah, you have to build
that
up.
I was like a little bit overwhelmed. I think I had like two short breaks, but like very short.
Sometimes you got to get out, crack the door a little bit. Like sometimes I'll sit and I open the door up for like a few minutes and shut it back up.
Had like some water, but it was a great experience. You walk out feeling so good after a cold shower too. Incredible. Number two, tinted SPF. And this is kind of off the back of saying no foundation.
Mm.
Just really off foundation, like heavy skin makeup.
Mm-hmm.
Not into it. Number three, coats. Mm-hmm. So niche. So I've been living in this one that I have from Shona Joy and I'm just obsessed. Yeah, I like love winter fashion. It's making me very excited.
I love winter fashion because I feel like I don't have to think about it as much.
That's what I mean. Just a nice coat.
You can just like wear like
whatever underneath.
Pants and just tie it up. Mm-hmm. No one even knows what you're wearing.
No one knows.
But you look like a cool girl.
Yes. Trench coat and like a wool coat. Stunning.
Agree.
Last one is skin checks.
This one's kind of serious.
This one is a little bit more serious than the infrared saunas. That's like fun and flirty. This one is real life. And I encourage you all to go get your skin checked. I'm currently waiting on some results from a mole that I had biopsied. And I actually saw on my TikTok this morning, which is so random. Tammy Hambrow got a mole removed, mm-hmm. and it was melanoma. And it's crazy. Like, she had these big... Anyways, go look at the TikTok. Especially being in Australia, we have the highest rate of skin cancer. So be safe out there.
Correct me if I'm wrong, and not to right? like freak you out either, but I didn't mean to say it off the back of that, but just for everyone else to encourage you to get your skin checked. I'm pretty sure it's like the number one killer of like under 30s or like cancer mm-hmm. for under 30s, especially here in Australia. So like don't put it off.
And I just feel like everyone thinks it's not going to happen to them. Mm-hmm. And also the thing with skin checks is that, and skin cancer in general, is that more often than not, if you catch it early, it's very treatable. Mm-hmm. So book in, stay on top of it, mm-hmm. takes 5 minutes, could save your life. Okay, outs. Aesop, controversial.
I haven't been buying Aesop ever because I can't afford to buy Aesop.
I just think I've seen it in everyone's apartment now. Like every single person has those Aesop bottles.
No, but it's like Aesop with palm olive inside.
Probably.
Do you know what I mean?
Like saving queen. Like, I get it. I don't know. I just feel like I've seen it to death and it's rich coming from me because I do have Aesop. But I'm branching out.
Look, I wash my hands. I take part sometimes in the activity.
Sometimes.
When people are around. No. Yeah, I take part in the activity, but it's just like, it's just soap. I think if you're like a bowler, you're really rich and you can drop bags on soap. Like,
but I still wouldn't buy Aesop. I'd buy something else. Like, I think it's Byredo.
Oh, right. So yours isn't financial. You're just sick of Aesop.
I just am specifically Aesop.
I'm just saying, stop thinking you need to have Aesop to be cool. And you're like, no, no, no. Aesop's out.
Okay, let's not get ahead of ourselves.
No, it should still be $40 a soap.
But no, it's just specifically Aesop.
Well.
I really like their branding though. Like, if you actually – have you, like, learned about the brand? Anyways, whatever. It's, like, a separate story. But, yeah, Aesop's out. Anyways, moving on. Number two, which we can both go off, low iron. K-Rod.
Wasting away. Yeah, do you know what? I'll extend on to this. Mm-hmm. I'll be vulnerable with my people. We have low iron.
We have extremely –
and one brain cell.
Low iron, one shared brain cell between the two of us. Yes, we are low iron girlies. When I stand, is that low iron?
Yeah, but yeah.
Yeah, when I stand, I like black out. A few seconds. Like, it's not good.
That's so sick, dude.
So yeah, low iron's out. Get iron tablets or just check your diet, do things. Cause I think also females, cause obviously we lose blood. Is that a thing? Like, does that contribute?
Low iron's like really common for women.
Yeah.
I'll also let you all know. So I was vegetarian for 5 years. It's my backstory. Someone replied to my highlight or something the other day and was like, I thought you were vegetarian.
What were you eating? Seafood?
There was a sea. It was like a fish.
Oh yeah.
I was like, I'm pescatarian. So I feel like I'll let you all know what's happening now. Then moved to pescatarian last year. And then this year, you know, just had some low iron issues. Mm. And I was advised by a naturopath. I think I spoke about it. Mm-hmm. Naturopath wellness queen told me to eat organic meat. And I said, shut up. And then the doctor also said to eat some organic grass fed healthy meat. And I said, shut up. Mm. And yeah, so last week I had half a steak and it was a really big mental challenge for me to get over. And I just want to let you all know that if you're having any health problems with your current diet, that it's okay to, look elsewhere.
You're allowed to change your diet.
Yes. And I think you can probably also hear with the way I'm speaking about it. It's, I don't know, when you've been doing something for so long and I was so passionate and I would like slander anyone who ate a steak. And I still like am having a hard time coming to terms with like eating meat or like easing into eating meat again. I don't know what my like future diet's going to look like, but I've just taken all the noise away and I'm just doing what feels right for my body. And if I feel like eating a bit of meat, I will.
And I think that's good. Like, you have to just do what's right for you.
Yes.
And because I feel like a lot of people get sensitive about people's diets.
That's why I feel so weird even saying it.
I'm like, they attack you for it. And yes. I just feel like it's not your body.
No.
You don't get to have an opinion if it's not your body.
And I mean, there's obviously so many layers to this discussion, and don't worry, I've thought about all of them. I know exactly what I'm doing, and obviously I'm struggling a little bit with it mentally. Like, the thought of chicken makes me want to like absolutely die. So that's not on the radar right now. But the reason why I want to share this is if you have your beliefs and you're set in your ways, but you're feeling like you need a change, it's okay.
It's okay.
Judgment-free zone. Do what's best
respect
for your body.
Respect everyone's opinions.
And if one fucking person
and choices
DMs me and tells me about the cows, that will be...
Caitlin's, I will Caitlin's like literally battling. It's been an internal battle, okay?
So don't
tip her over the edge.
This is very vulnerable of me to share this, okay? Do not.
I just feel like everyone needs to respect everyone's choices for their own bodies. And like, if it's not your body, then, you know.
I won't shame anyone.
Don't shame anyone, yeah. Don't shame me. Okay, third out of the week is Uber Eats.
Wrong.
Caitlin and I, we do not agree with this one. Caitlin's Uber Eats number one fan.
Yeah, but I should be moving it out.
Yeah. I'm just trying to cook more at home. Trying to be saving queen, financial, smart, whatever. Number four of my outs is, this one's a bit rank, but blisters.
Are you abolishing blisters?
I have just been, my feet have been through the wars recently. I think it's from Fashion Week. Like, they're just battered. Like, they look disgusting. I had to go get a pedicure the other day, and I apologized. I was like, I'm so sorry.
Do you have bunions?
No, I don't have bunions. I do have just a lot of blisters, and they're like, one of them's like a blood blister, and it looks really scary. And I had to apologize because I felt like really bad.
That is not okay.
I was like, it's not cute. It doesn't look good. And then I like wrap it in Band-Aids, and I was wearing Band-Aids. Oh, actually, was I wearing Band-Aids on the weekend? I don't know. I think I went out for dinner, and I was like, my feet are covered in Band-Aids, and like they're sticking out underneath my pants, and you can see them. It's just not cute.
Well, in Compeeds. Is that what they're called? The special blister.
But they still look.
Like, they're disgusting, but they stop you from getting blisters.
I know. That's what I need to be. I'm prevention. Just going to try and wear like open toe. Shoes.
The dog's out.
I do. Yeah. Blisters are out.
Do you fuck with socks and slides?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Like, well, like on a casual, you know, like I wouldn't wear them out.
No, not to like a restaurant, but like maybe just like
depends
around
how I'm feeling.
I've been stomping around in slippers and socks.
I love socks and slides. I think it's actually kind of cute.
Yeah,
like
I think
tracky,
it's
like
almost nicer than having your dogs out.
No, I agree.
Unless you're on, you know, like vacay.
Cool. Yeah, I agree.
Well,
those are our ins and outs of the week.
Now for the grand event that everyone's been waiting for. Maddie's pregnant. You look so stressed then. No, we're doing.
I was like, whoa.
Ask GC. Bitch.
Right, okay. Ask GC.
The pure terror in your eyes just then when I started speaking.
Oh my God, I was like, what are we announcing?
Can you imagine? Actually, do you know what? I'm going to bank this for the one day that I actually do decide to be with child. This is probably going to how I'm going to tell you. Just like live. Be like, all right, guys, so Maddie has something to tell you. And you're like, nothing. And then it's me.
I wouldn't believe you. That's the bad thing.
Yeah.
If you said that to me, I would start like laughing.
You'd probably like punch me in the stomach. I'd be like, I actually am pregnant. You go, oh, you're just fucking with me.
I still wouldn't believe you. You know how like friends do those like baby reveals with their friends?
You'd be like,
you would give me the box with the pregnancy stick and I would just be like, you're lying.
Yeah, well, yeah. That's probably how I'm going to tell you any important life event.
I think you would have to like physically get a doctor in to tell me, but I would still probably be like, you're an actor. Like, you're being paid.
Come in on the joke.
Like, where are the cameras? Come on.
I'm like, Maddie, I'm...
36. You're literally like 8 months pregnant. I'm like, it's prosthetic.
I'm literally like 35, like, oh been God. Trying for years. You're like, what are we going to do about it? Do you need me to take you to the clinic? I'm like, Maddie, it's serious. I'm 35. I'm married. Like, you're just fucking
I'm
with
like,
me.
Don't worry, babe.
We'll sort it out. That's so fucked. That was a joke.
That was a joke. Very sorry. That was
just highlighting how I don't know when we'll ever feel ready enough.
Yeah. Probably never. Probably never, but that was.
Yeah, cool. Anyways.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Moving on. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, actually, I'm a mum soon, really soon.
You are.
2 weeks. Mm-hmm.
I get on board with that. We're still doing the puppy shower?
Oh, yes. Okay, I need to plan it.
Can you please? I'm so excited.
Okay, everyone. Puppy showers, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Well, it seems to be unanimous.
Speak for the world.
Well, okay. Anyone who watches Vanderpump Rules, I could do a whole episode on Vanderpump Rules, but I wouldn't do that to my poor co-host. And anyone else who doesn't listen to Vanderpump.
I've been kind of into it recently, sort of. Well, just like the drama.
Can you start watching it?
Probably not.
Maddie, you will love it.
I'm busy with my other shows.
That you've watched 6 times.
My schedule's full.
She's got to watch Sex in the City for the 25th time.
I have no time.
Well, anyone who doesn't watch it, get amongst it. Love it. Okay. Raquel.
I'm in such a weird mood today. Keep going.
Raquel.
Did she drop the restraining order?
That's how Tom Sandoval says her name.
Did she drop the restraining order?
Yeah, she did, because Sheena never punched her. She just didn't want to record with Sheena.
Okay.
Bitch.
I see.
In a negative way, not a positive bitch, a bad one. Yeah, anyways, she wanted to have a puppy party and everyone bullied her for it. Like, I'm not coming to your fucking puppy party right now.
I think it's cute.
Well, I'm on board for it.
I'm so on board for it.
My boyfriend, he'll be supportive. Mm-hmm. I'll ensure all of that. I told him about it. He's a puppy shower. Okay, when are we going to have it? I was like, at our house. He's like, great.
It's going to be fun.
Make cookies.
Like, you get all the things for the puppy.
Yeah, I said to him, I was like, think of the gifts.
Yeah. He's like, exactly.
Yeah, and also because I can't go out for a while, so mm-hmm. this is my way of having everyone come to me.
Exactly.
How are you going to say no to a little pup?
How old does the puppy need to be before you can have the shower?
So I can have the shower straight away.
I see.
At my environment. Mm-hmm. She can't go outside onto like grass. She can't be around other dogs.
How's she going to go to the bathroom?
On our balcony, we're going to get one of those grass puppy pad patches.
Right, okay.
For toilet training, but obviously
can't even go for walks? Outside?
No.
Wow. For how long?
Until 3 months, and we get her at 8 weeks. Oh, so there'll be like a 4 week window
where she has to stay inside.
Yeah, I can take her, like carry her around, right. You know, take her outside, mm-hmm. But she can't go for walks.
No. So you get to have like quality bonding time just inside.
Yeah, should be good.
She's only a small dog.
She's just a little girl.
She's not like a. It's not like a big dog. Well, I mean, she's a puppy, but
yeah, she's got a. Be pretty small.
Yeah.
She's a chunky girl now though. But what I will say is the breeder has been dropping some subtle hints that I think she's like a nutcase. And I might be overthinking the situation completely, but there's like a few little cues.
Mm.
I'll be like, how's she going? And the response will be, she's so sassy. And I'm like, fuck. Another one, how's she going? She's so funny. So I'm reading
not
that is
calm, not so quiet. No. So well behaved. She's sassy.
And funny and chunky. They're the three.
Chunky.
She's a chunky girl.
Oh, chunky girl.
So when we first chose her, she was like the smallest one. And then we were like, cute. And like kind of gave her a name, which also maybe reflected that. You know, just a little. But also not specifically why we gave her name. We just thought it worked. Like, mm-hmm. cute. And then now she's the biggest. Girl can eat.
Honestly, love that for her.
I know. There's like videos of like the food bowl and she like comes in and like knocks all the other puppies out and just gets all the food. I'm like, oh shit. So yeah, I don't know what I'm in for with my sweet, sweet little angel, but hopefully a good time and not trauma.
I think the puppy phase will be challenging. It's always hard because they're learning. But then once you get through that, you'll be fine.
But don't worry. I've been watching videos. She's going to go to puppy school and yeah, she'll be a little sweet queen.
She'll be perfect. I can't wait. I'm so excited for her to be with us in this room.
I know. It's really not that long.
I'm so excited.
I'm nervous. I also might be on edge the whole time recording because she's like tearing up Maddie's apartment.
My white couch. I'm like.
She's like shitting everywhere. Like, chewing on everything.
Stop.
No, we'll set her up right there.
Yeah. We can watch her. Like a little puppy bed.
Yeah, she'd be right. All right, sorry, back to the dilemmas.
Ask GC time, let's do it.
Dilemma time for you all. Hey girls, I need some advice. Basically, my best friend is now in a relationship with a guy I used to sleep with. In brackets, we were sleeping together for 6 months. I did like this guy, but always kept those feelings on the down low because I knew he didn't feel the same way. About a month into us sleeping together, she had a one-night stand with him. I did tell her that I was hurt that she had slept with him, which she apologized for. Him and I have been sleeping together for about 6 to 9 months when they slept together again. I was extremely hurt by this, but I never said anything. They continue to sleep together, and this is where him and I suddenly stopped. After about 2 months, they are officially together. They have been in a relationship for around 6 months now. She is my best friend, and I am so happy she is happy, but I still feel hurt by this. I would never say anything because it is too late now, but do I even have a right to be hurt by this? How do I feel comfortable around them as a couple? In brackets, she says, we are all in the same friendship group. Am I being a shitty friend by still thinking about this incident?
No. Absolutely not. I think that's weird of your best friend to even, like, that's just girl code.
Like, so she was sleeping with someone.
She was sleeping with
liked
him.
Liked him.
And obviously the best friend would have known that because it's yes. your best friend. And then she still chose to pursue that and sleep with him.
And then
even
after
she expressed saying that that upset her the first time.
And now they're dating.
And now they're dating.
And you're still friends with this woman.
And now she's wondering if she's a bad friend to feel bad about
it's giving
being upset.
Gaslight.
Gaslight. For oh my sure. God. That to me, like that is just girl code. That's like black and white girl code. So like you just don't do that. If your friend is seeing someone, you don't pursue that person. Unless it's been maybe over a year, probably even like 2 years.
This felt personal.
This feels personal because it is. Like, I'm just like, you don't no, do that. You no, just it's... don't. It's just, there's just more guys out there. You don't need to cross your friend to get a guy. Mic drop. I'm sorry. Mic drop.
No, I fully agree with you. I think this is weird. You were hooking up with him. It's your best friend.
Mm-hmm.
You expressed it. She kept,
she's aware. She knows.
She did it again.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're together. There are mm-hmm. so many layers that makes this really weird. I know we had a girl write in, that girl who her friend was hooking up with someone years ago. They were best friends. Mm-hmm. She forgot. Then she hooked up with him on a one night stand or whatever and felt really bad about it. Mm-hmm. That is different. She forgot
different.
This was addressed.
And it's. I think the difference is like it's recent. I think if it had been like a long time and you had completely moved on, maybe you had a new boyfriend, then whatever, have the conversation first. Also, that should be like come first.
Yeah.
Like tell your friend, be like, hey, I'm thinking about doing this. What are your feels about it before I pursue it?
Yeah.
This one, I don't know. I just really don't like the fact that she didn't really take into consideration your feelings before she tried to go after this guy.
It is so weird. I don't understand. Mm. That is not a true friend.
No.
I think you can be mad at this without caring about the guy as well. Like, even if she's like, but
it doesn't have,
you know, he yeah. wants to date me. He doesn't want to date you. It's like, yeah, that's not the point. This is weird from a friend.
From a friend.
Even if you were like, oh, I'm not yeah. interested in him.
Yeah. It honestly doesn't have
ugly
anything.
And I hate him. It still doesn't take away from this being weird.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think say that it's upset you and I would probably just like distance myself. Like, that's not a real friend.
I agree. I think, I mean, you can say to her, like, I'm happy that you're happy, you know, leave it at that. You don't need to make it this big drama yeah. if you don't want it to be a big drama. But, yeah, I would probably just take a step back and reevaluate that friendship because to me it sounds like you guys have different values. And I
yeah.
think in a friendship, personally, I think a friendship works best when you guys are on the same page with, like, values and morals. So
definitely. If she hadn't just spoken to you and been like, hey, I actually have feelings for this guy, like before she actioned anything and like
yeah.
had that hard conversation, you'd have a lot easier time maintaining a friendship than it the way she did it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, pursuing it like behind yeah. your back.
What's she going to do when they break up? What if you get like a super hot, sexy, fun, I don't know, I'm just thinking of nice words, boyfriend that strike her eye? Is she going to try and have a crack?
Exactly.
Things to think about.
Hey gals, I'm a 22-year-old female from Melbourne and I don't think I've ever fully found myself. I've been in a relationship for 4 years. I love him to death, but we aren't always on good terms. I work full-time, I've never been overseas, and I just can't seem to figure myself out. I'm saving my money, but I feel like I'm going nowhere. In plain words, I feel stuck. My trust has been hurt many times, but he makes me incredibly happy, and my life kind of revolves around his hobbies, which I do also enjoy. Issue is that I don't have any of my own hobbies. Because I'm so unmotivated in life, every time I try something new, I give up. How do you start finding happiness within yourself, and how do you gain trust for your partner again?
There are so many layers to this question.
I feel like the main one is the finding yourself.
Let's start there.
Let's start there.
I feel like you need to do a little bit of self-reflection here. And even though you don't have any hobbies, like maybe you don't like playing tennis, but do you know that you don't like playing tennis? You know, have you ever...
Try some things.
Why don't you write a list of things that spark like even the smallest amount of interest, like going to a pay and sip class might be interesting. Getting up and going on a hike might be interesting, et cetera. Doing a Pilates class, blah, 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 blah. Just set yourself a goal to try something new every single week, like get class pass or something. You know how you can do all those things? And make an effort and a promise to yourself that you're going to achieve one new thing every week until you find something that you do like and that makes you feel like you have your special thing, you know, because clearly your boyfriend's just like living his life and has hobbies and other interests or whatever. I think you need to find something for you that makes you feel happy.
I think as well as doing all those things like trying experimenting new activities, sports, workouts, anything. I think also something that does help you really grow as a person is travel, like experiencing new cultures, new foods, new anything. Just honestly, like you said, you're saving money. And I think you're so young, you're 22, like money comes and goes, but life experiences, which it sounds to me like that's kind of what you're chasing. Go book a holiday, go somewhere new, explore different places. And I think even when I'm reflecting on like my life, I feel like traveling has definitely played a big role in growth, I think, personally.
I feel like every time you go on an overseas holiday, there's like that one moment where you're like have self-reflections, do you know? And I feel like things become a little bit more clear in your like, quotes, real life when you have a break from it. Even when I went to Bali, I was like, did so much self-reflecting and came back and felt so much better.
Yeah, exactly.
Just you need it sometimes. Just like remove yourself from the normal.
Exactly. Like you're obviously in this routine and pattern which you're so familiar with and it's probably very comfortable and that's why you don't feel like you're growing. So put yourself out there, book a trip, even like a solo trip. I don't know if that's like something you'd be on board with, but I feel like traveling solo especially is like such a good way to grow. So book a trip.
You also don't want to end up resenting your boyfriend if you do choose to end up staying with him. I feel like if you're always doing – I don't know, I'm just going to assume some things here, like going to the footy, hanging out with his friends, you know, watching his like soccer games, I don't know, making up things. And while you might enjoy sitting on the sidelines of the soccer games, eating your hot chips, and you don't mind going to the pub and watching the footy, insert whatever it is, it's fun, but it still fundamentally is all for him. And also him knowing that you just do stuff for him, I feel like people become more attracted to you when you have your own interests and things, you know. So I think it will better your life in every way for you to find something that you're passionate about or just at least be trying new things every week. And that could be what you're passionate about, is just trying a new activity or sport or workout class. So it's never too late.
And also you're so young, like you're 22. There's so much time.
You could completely uphill. I don't know the word. What's it called?
Upheave.
Upheave. Thank you. Uphill your life. Upheave your life. Move to Bali. First place that came to mind, go work at a wellness retreat. Like you're 22.
God, that sounds so fun.
I know. Wow. I'm saying it. I'm like, oh, heaven. My God. No responsibilities, just wellness.
That would be incredible.
That's what I mean. Like it's not too late. You're so not in too deep. Yeah. Like you can just go.
The world is your oyster, queen. Go out and get it. Slay. That was like really inspirational.
Put that on the quote. Seriously. The world is your oyster, queen. Go out and get it. Slay. Madison Woolley.
Let me know if you guys want merch, because that would be like such a good t-shirt.
I actually would wear that.
I would wear that.
The world is your oyster, queen. Go out and get it slay.
I hate myself.
And as for trusting your partner again, you didn't really say what he did, but you said you guys have had some
rough patches.
Rough patches. Look, I mean, I always say, I'm like, I think it's just like seeing them do the work and time. You know, if he's making improvements and you can actually see them, not he's just saying he's making improvements. And if time's going by, I feel like that's probably the combination, you know, clear communication, making improvements, reassurance. But at the end of the day, if you're not happy, just goodbye. Move to Bali and work at your wellness retreat.
I would come to that.
I'm down.
If you do that, slide back into our DMs because Kayla and I will both book tickets.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to really give too much advice because we don't really know.
Like it could be cheating, or it could just be you guys have been like in maybe a bit of a rut or just like a messy phase. I don't know. But I honestly think if you did start to, you know, try to work on your own interests in your life, I really genuinely do think that would be such a help in your relationship.
Yeah. Could not agree more. There's nothing bad that can come from you just stepping outside of your comfort zone.
Prioritizing yourself.
Working on yourself. Yeah. And, you know, if your relationship starts, the cracks start unfolding after you're doing some self-work, well, there you go.
Yeah.
There's your answer.
Exactly.
Or if it gets better, then pop off.
Yeah.
This is a question, not really a dilemma. Are all questions dilemmas?
I don't know.
Cool.
Let's find out.
This is sent from Mr. Bottles. He is no longer with us. How many times do I have to tell you?
He is in the, what do we say? The
grave.
He's in the graveyard.
Anyways, am I a shit person? I went on a date with a guy from Hinge, and on the date I bumped into another guy I had a thing with a couple months prior and ended up kissing and going home with the guy I ran into, leaving the guy I'd been on a date with alone and clueless.
Oh my, what?
I shouldn't be laughing.
Wait, I have so many questions. Sorry, I keep going.
I look back now and I know I'm a shit person, but at least I can say it was for the plot.
Wait, how does that happen though? Like, are they at dinner and then she just walks off with this new guy?
So I'm assuming she's like at dinner, maybe happens to see this other guy, has a conversation with him, maybe at the bar. Like, I'm thinking a separate.
It has to be a bar.
And then she just goes.
Look, I'm going to say like, yeah.
You're a shit person.
Yeah. I'm going to say, yeah, I'm sorry.
Look, I'm trying to justify it. I'm
like, nah, I'm for the girls. Like, I think do whatever makes you happy. But, like.
So me. That's so rough. Imagine if you're on a date with a guy and he just never came back.
Oh, my God. Okay. I would be gutted. I would be so hurt. But also, like, you know, maybe the date wasn't going very well. Like, I.
Do better, sir.
Like, I get it. But also, maybe next time.
Yeah, you know, wrap the date up.
Wrap the date up first, then go home with the other guy. But, yeah, I mean, I guess it is for the plot. So.
I mean, it's for both of your plots. Like,
he has a funny dating story to tell now, too, about the girl that just, like, left.
Yeah, and maybe he went to another bar and was like, my date stood me up and got into, like, a six-woman orgy because everyone felt bad for him.
Exactly.
We never know how the night ended up. You could have actually been a good person.
You could have just rocked his world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
Exactly.
Yeah, so you can sleep fine at night. Don't stress. It's all Jay. I wouldn't worry about it.
It's fine.
He had a six-person orgy after
that. It's fine.
Whatever helps everyone sleep at night, all good. All good. Yeah, cool.
Okay, so I think that's it for this week's episode. We hope you guys have enjoyed the Ask GC ep. Sorry.
Any day.
I've just been in such a weird mood today. I don't know what's going on. I'm really sorry.
No, feels. I feel
like we've just been cracking some pretty hectic jokes.
Cracking a couple funnies with the girls. Yeah, not sure. These episodes are always just, you know, fun. See what everyone else is getting up to.
Yeah.
We hope you can take our advice however you want it.
However you want. Bit of housekeeping before we let you go.
Let you naughty little kids before go. We
let you guys go. If you could please, if you actually would like to, follow us on Instagram, TikTok, or Facebook. It's always at girlcode. The podcast, and if you'd like to also download this episode, it really helps us out. And I think that's basically it from us.
Yeah, we'll see you next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday, bye.